In Guatemala, votes are being counted after yesterday's general election. This just days after the country's president, Otto Perez Molina, resigned and was jailed to face prosecution on corruption charges. According to a poll carried out 48 hours before the elections, as many as 18% of those surveyed said they'd intended to vote blank, and many have said they do not intend to vote at all. The Electoral Tribunal said turnout yesterday stood at 51.8% just before the close of polls. The figure was nearly 70% at the last general elections in 2011. There were no reports of serious incidents yesterday, though officials said that in several communities, protesters put up roadblocks to stop local candidates from busing in outsiders who were said to be paid to vote in municipalities other than their own in a practice known as acarero. For more on this, we're joined now on the line by our correspondent Louisa Reynolds, who's in Guatemala City. Louisa, thank you very much for joining us this morning. First of all, the latest poll showed that the comedian Jimmy Morales was in the lead, followed by businessman Manuel Baldizón and former First Lady Sandra Torres. Could you tell us a little bit more about these candidates?
Jimmy Morales, the FCN candidate, is taking part in the electoral race for the first time. He is a newcomer to politics. He's an outsider, and most of the people voting for him are mainly choosing him as a sort of anti-system outsider candidate in opposition to Manuel Baldizón of the Leader Party, who's been tainted by a very serious money laundering scandal in recent months. However, critics point out that Jimmy Morales doesn't have any experience, he doesn't have any concrete proposals, and most of his party members are retired army officers. And considering that disgraced former president Otto Perez Molina is a retired army general, then critics point out that voting for him would be voting for more of the same. Manuel Baldizón, on the other hand, is a veteran, experienced politician. He used to belong to the UNE party and then switched to Leader. He founded the Leader party a number of years ago. This is the second time that he runs for president. He has a lot of resources to be able to mobilize supporters in rural areas. In recent months, after leading the polls consistently, his popularity began to fall due to the scandal that I previously mentioned. In third place, according to the latest poll conducted 48 hours before the elections, was Sandra Torres, the former first lady to President Álvaro Colom, who has a considerable public profile because she was the person who implemented all the social welfare programs under the Colom administration, mainly a program called Mi Familia Progresa, which is a conditioned cash transfer program.
Now, could you tell us a little bit more about the small outbreaks of violence that were reported in several municipalities yesterday?
Yes, what basically happened was that, as you mentioned in your introduction, having local candidates herding bottles of voters from one town to the other is a practice that has been established in Guatemala for a number of years now, considering that this is a country where 53.7% of the population lives under the poverty line, then it's all too easy to manipulate voters or get them to vote in a different town from their own in exchange for a meal or a small sum of money or construction materials. This has been going on for a number of years now. This year, the electoral authorities tried to stop this by issuing a decree in January this year preventing people from voting in a different municipality than the one they were formerly registered in. But unfortunately, in a number of cases, it was too late. And in a number of towns where there was rumours that candidates intended to bring in voters from other places, there was tensions. For example, in the village of Santo Domingo Los Ocotes, in the Department of El Progreso, which is an hour away from Guatemala City, angry villagers who are carrying firearms set up a barricade blocking the main entrance of the village. And unfortunately, the story of the scene that was that people witnessed, observers witnessed in several parts of the country. In another town in Salcajá, which is in the Highland Department of Quetzaltenango, this afternoon I just spoke to a number of observers there, and they were telling me that people put up banners saying anybody who attempts to vote in this town and doesn't belong here will be arrested. And unfortunately, on some occasions, residents, in their zeal to prevent voter herding from happening, on a number of occasions they harassed people. For example, people who were leaving the polling stations and were interrogated as to where they came from, and they were even followed by people who were pretending to establish whether they really belonged to that town or village, or had been brought in by a political party. I think so far the most serious incident that I have heard of was in the town of Amatitlan, which is on the outskirts of Guatemala City. It has been reported that Balbizon's leader party took 90 buses full of people all the way to the northern department of Alta Verapaz, which would be about 3,600 voters. And considering that Alta Verapaz is several hours away, I mean, we're talking about mobilizing people not just from one town to the next, but almost half away across the country, 255 kilometers away. So that is a very serious allegation indeed. And unfortunately, it does cast doubt over the validity of the results in many parts of the country.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll have to leave it there for this morning. Louisa Reynolds on the line from Guatemala City.